Tony, and these beets are so awesome!
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails and tweaked and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say, we ate the nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He traveled all around the world, and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and move me off me out to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound the closest.
But that's going a bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
snatched from a girl. Your spirit is shining, surrounded by love.
Thank you.
cannot see the possibility. It's all we've got, it's all we need.
Where I wanna hold you tight, it feels took me to another place, to another time and space. I can't see through the darkness, into the light. Now you are here right by my side. Everything will be alright when you're here with me. I feel secure, I see, now I see.
I've noticed you around. you?
Thank you.
Is better than anything they got up there.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you, what more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter, take it from me. Up on the shore they work all day, out in the sun they slave away, while we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy, as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, it's hard cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
But go under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we have to hook up. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, the earth has got to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The newt play the flute, the cop play the harp, the place play the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play the brass, the chub play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul, the way he can play the names on the strings. The chub rocking on the blackfish, he sings the spelt and the sprat. They know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
Of the U.S. residents who then became the presidents and got a view from the White House view of Pennsylvania Avenue. George Washington was the first, you see. He once chopped down a cherry tree.
President number two would be John Adams, and then number three.
Tom Jefferson stayed up to write the Constitution late at night, so he and his wife had a great big fight, and she made him sleep on the couch all night.
James Madison never had a son, and he fought the war of 1812.
James Monroe's colossal nose was bigger than Pinocchio.
John Quincy Adams was number six, and it's Andrew Jackson's butt he kicks. So Jackson learns to play politics next time he's the one that the country picks.
Martin Van Buren, number eight, for a one-term shot as chief of state.
William Harrison, how do you praise? That guy was dead in 30 days.
John Tyler, he liked country folk.
And after him came President Polk.
Zachary Taylor liked to smoke. His breath killed friends whenever he spoke.
1850, really nifty. Fillmore's in.
Young and fierce was Franklin Pierce, the man without a chin.
Follows next a period spanning 4 long years with James Buchanan. Then the South starts shooting cannon, and we got a civil war.
A war, a war down south of Dixie.
Up to bat comes old Abe Lincoln.
There's a guy who's really thinking.
Kept the United States from shrinking, saved the ship of state from sinking.
Congress each would impeach,
and so the country now elects
Ulysses Simpson Grant, who would scream and rave and rant
while drinking whiskey or the risky, cause he'd spill it on his pants.
It's 1877 and the Democrats would gloat, but they're all amazed when Rutherford Hayes wins by just one vote.
James Garfield, someone really hated, cause he was assassinated.
Chester
center of the Getson State. 4 years later, he was traded
for Grover Cleveland, really fat, elected twice as a Democrat. Then Benjamin Harrison, after that, it's William McKinley at the bat.
Teddy Roosevelt charged up San Juan Hill,
and President Taft, he got the bill.
In 1913, Woodrow
Wilson takes us into World War I.
Warren Harding, he does fine.
It's Calvin Coolidge next in line.
And then in 1929, the market crashes and we fight.
It's Herbert Hoover's big debut. He gets the blame and loses too.
Franklin Roosevelt, president who helped us win in World War II.
Harry Truman, weird little human, serves two terms and when he's done.
It's Eisenhower who's got the power from 53 to 61.
John F. Kennedy, he gets shot, so Lyndon Johnson takes his spot.
Richard Nixon, he gets caught, and Gerald Ford fell down a lot.
Jimmy Carter like campaign trips,
and Ronald Reagan's speeches, scripts all came from famous movie clips, and President Bush said, read my lips.
Now in Washington, D.C.,
that's Democrats and the GOP,
but the one in charge is plain to see.
It's Clinton, first name Hillary.
The next president to lead the way, well, it just might be yourself one day. Then the press will distort everything you say.
So jump in your plane and fly away.
Good night, guys. Have fun. Up next, Scoot Loose. Keep it locked.
I'll remind you that together we will all